Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain him. How much less this house that I have built? That's what Solomon said when he first dedicated the first temple. Would God dwell in a place constructed by human hands, written up by human architects, with physical beings, a building constructed by carpenter's squares and plumb lines, a temple made with human hands? Well, the answer comes to us in the genealogy of Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 1. You see, all the people who are in the genealogy of Jesus, they have one thing in common. They're all sinners. Yet this is Jesus we're talking about. Jesus who claimed to be both God and man. Did God really dwell on earth? Can creation contain the Creator? Is the finite capable of the infinite? I mean, the question we've asked all throughout Advent is the one we're continuing to ask on this Christmas day. Well, who is this Jesus? Well, Jesus is the Son of sinners. God became man, a real historical person with a body, an intellect, a will, and a personality, having a name and a birthday just like you and me. Yes, God has taken residence on earth through Jesus, the Son of sinners. I mean, this is what it means to say that Jesus is the Son of sinners. God has chosen to share permanently in our humanity what God had intended from the beginning, for heaven to be united with earth. He does finally and permanently by becoming the Son of sinners. As Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, the temple of his body, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Two natures, divine and human, united in the person of Jesus Christ at his conception, never to be separated, at once fully human and fully God. The person of Jesus Christ, in his flesh, the apostles beheld, heard, and handled the eternal God, the one who has life in himself and from whom all life proceeds. Even in Bethlehem, the eternal God could be seen, heard, and touched, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. From conception, this baby Jesus, this fragile infant, was the all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent God. The glory of God that once dwelt in Solomon's temple had returned to Zion in a permanent dwelling as a man named Jesus Christ. But God didn't come to merely look around, to have a sightseeing tour the way you and I might go to Disney or London or Cairo. The human nature that he assumed, it wasn't some kind of mask or a disguise. He came with a human nature like ours in order to bear sin. Your sin. My sorrows. Our burdens. Jesus was born the Son of sinners because we're sinners. He assumed sinful human existence with all of its frailties and the failings and the consequences as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Love moved God to become man. Love for us sinners because we are sinners. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born in human flesh because God's will is that you and I should be saved. The eternal God dwells as man, not for God's sake, but for our sakes. It's an act of generosity. It's undeserved by us. If you want to know who God is, then look to Jesus. In him, you truly see God, not a tyrant or a judge or a boss, but the God who gives, who loves, who dies for poor, miserable sinners like you and I, without condition. publish the good news. On Christmas Day, God is a baby, the son of sinners. God is crucified for you. Look at the son of sinners born in Bethlehem. For there is God in the flesh. But God has not ceased to be man in Jesus Christ. So he has not ceased to be your advocate and savior. Wherever Jesus is present, he is present still as true God and true man. God's glory was seen, and it continues to be seen in the person of Jesus Christ. We believe that this holy sacrament is God's true body and true blood. And that our Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of God himself, is here. This is truly the body of Jesus Christ given for you, and his blood that was shed for you. It is God's body and blood, for Jesus Christ is true God. And it's able to save you, to cleanse you, to conquer death, hell, and the power of the devil. In him there is life. So you have eternal life through this sacrament. And now, through this Son of sinners, you also are children of God. The birth of Jesus Christ is your birth too. Born not in the regular way of mom and dad, but born of God through water and the Spirit. You have all the rights that belong to God's children because God became flesh in the infant Jesus. Will God really dwell on earth? Can the creation contain the Creator? Is the finite capable of the infinite? Jesus is the Son of sinners. The answer is yes. Finally and decisively, yes. In Jesus Christ, God dwells with man as a man in order that he might remove and atone for my sin, for your sin. The incarnation will never cease, and neither will God's love for you. Christmas, then, it's not only a celebration of what God once did, but it also celebrates what God continues to do and will one day bring to completion. The infant Jesus, born on Christmas Day, is God's permanent investment in humanity, even in poor, miserable sinners like you and I. Children of sinners, in Jesus Christ, God has come to stay. Merry Christmas. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.